in Matthew chapter 25. We'll start in Matthew 25. I begin reading in verse 31. Matthew 25, 31. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? The king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick or in prison? And did not minister to you. Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This passage makes it very clear that our choices, what we do in this life, matters. There will be a consequence. We will either do good things, follow God, and be given eternal life with God in heaven, or we will do the wrong things, choose not to follow God, and be cast into hell with the devil and his angels. What we do matters. And so, as we go through our scriptures, let's consider what we're doing and how we go about living our life. So the first subject is going to be about joy and how that fits into it. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. We're going to read a lot of passages because I think the Bible speaks a lot more eloquently than I do. I can't even say that sentence very well. So I'm going to let the Bible do its talking for me. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. That rejoice always, rejoice is the verb form of joy. And it just means to be glad, to be happy, to delight. And so Christ, or God's will for us in Christ, is to rejoice always. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6. And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. You might be wondering, what does that have to do with joy? Well, I don't know. But it does show what it takes to be a Christian. We need to believe in the existence of our God. We need to believe that those that follow God will be rewarded. And with that belief and with that faith and those actions, we get to have joy. That's where it comes from. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says, not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. So this is in the middle of a thought, but we do see here that faith, that standing firm in the faith, is where we get our joy. And so with that, let's sing some songs about joy. Joe?
We have many reasons to be joyful. Turn to number 19. Number 19. We'll sing the first and last verses. Let us sing. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains, through the deep vale. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight above. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Is mine. Number 425. We'll sing the first and last verses. Number 425. Let's sing. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly skies, for Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in the soul. There's gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love for blessings which he gives me now, for joys laid smiling face, there is sunshine in the soul. Number 664. 664, we'll sing the first and last verses of this song. Number 664. Let us sing. He took my burdens all away, up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. His name. He is my King, a wonderful song, he is to me. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with the chorus, friend. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. Praise his name, he is my King, a wonderful song.
Oftentimes when we think about the joy of being a Christian, peace goes hand in hand with it. If you will, turn with me to Colossians 3 and verse 15. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." It's another expectation for us to have peace. Christians are to have peace within themselves. Let's look at John chapter 16 and verse 33. John 16:33 explains to us what this peace is. Jesus says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So this peace that Jesus has offered to us is in opposition to the anxieties and the tribulations that we have in the world. And so with Jesus, we can have this peace, this at ease that we all get to enjoy. I know on Wednesday I talked a little bit about anxiety, and I mentioned a big audit that we had last week. We passed it, so you'll be glad to know, I'm sure, that we did good. But this peace that we had afterwards was very different from the anxiety that we had coming up to it with the little preparation that we had. And so there was lots of anxiety, lots of pressure to do a good job. But Christians don't have to suffer that anxiety. Christians know that this audit means nothing in the grand scheme of things. The Christian knows that there's heaven to be looking forward to, and this audit doesn't determine whether or not I go to heaven. And so there's peace that we gain from that. A couple chapters earlier in John, chapter 14 and verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." So this peace that Jesus offers, it's a gift from him. And it's not a gift that that you would get from the world. From the world you would get maybe a reward that you deserved, something that you did to get it. You may have paid for it. With Jesus, we didn't deserve it. There was nothing we can do to ever earn it, and yet he gives it to us. In 1 Peter 5:7, Peter talks about casting your anxiety on Jesus. So with Jesus, through prayer, we can throw our cares on him, and he's going to take care of us, and we can trust that. And with that, Eddie, would you lead some songs about peace?
Would you take the supplement? Turn to song number 56. Thank you, Trevor, for the readings. As he mentioned, we have peace with Christ and we have peace with what we do. The question to ask her, where can I go? Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. In the first and last verses. No me. Living the all in this so simple world, come where I get from God's own word. Striving alone, living face to nation sore, where can I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge. same book. Let's turn to Psalm number 79. Psalm number 79. Softly, so softly. And everything be by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We'll sing both verses here.
Know me softly, so softly, you come in the silence.
Turn to Psalm number 626. 626. It is well with my soul. It's in the first and fourth verse of this. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he will receive me.
Oh,
Our next subject is on salvation. If you'll turn to Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Acts 4, 8 through 12 says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.'" Salvation is through Jesus and Jesus alone. In Romans chapter 7, Romans 5, 7 through 8, excuse me. Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Says, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So, we kind of talked about this already, but this gift of Jesus, the peace that we have, the salvation that we're offered, was done while we were still sinners. We're not deserving of it, and there's nothing we can do to ever deserve it. So when we do wrong, if it's to our friends, to our parents, family of any kind, to our enemies, to ourselves, the sin is not just against us, it's against God. And yet, while we live in this state of being sinners, Christ died for us. He offers us that salvation. And with that, Brady, would you lead some songs about salvation?
At the cross. And after we sing number 157, if there are those who wish to partake of the Lord's Supper in this service at this time, the opportunity will be given to you. Let's sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
No, alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of
Good morning. At this time, we are offering the Lord's Supper for those who have been able to partake. Would you please raise your hand if you'd like to partake at this time? You'll do so again as we pass by. So bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this feast laid before us. We're grateful for the sacrifice that it represents, for the plan of salvation, and for Jesus' resurrection, our hope with thee in heaven. We pray that you'll forgive us of our sins. Help us to forgive those around us as God forgives us. We pray these things in Christ's most holy name. Amen. Anyone overlooked?
Let's continue in prayer. Dear God, thank you for this fruit of the vine that represents Jesus' blood that was shed upon the cross. Please be with those partaking of it. Help them to remember all the blood that was shed, that Jesus shed for us, that we may be forgiven of our sins. Please be with us, and God is always. In Christ's name. Anyone overlooked?
Number 411. Number 411. Redeemed.
How I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the life His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Are there members here that would like to lay by in store?
Sing number 359, number 359. Victory in Jesus. I'd like to sing all three verses. I ask that we sing the three verses together and the chorus only once after the third verse. Victory in Jesus.
No, I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and cause the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." I then obeyed His blessed commands and gained the victory. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood.
So we've talked about joy, peace, and salvation. Now I'd like to talk about the reward, which is heaven. If you'll turn with me to John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. John 14, 2 and 3 says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." I've heard someone when I was studying with them several years ago talking about how there's 144,000 people going to heaven. And that's it. Out of all the billions of people that have lived on the earth over the ages, there's 144,000 people that will be in heaven. This passage shows us that that's not true. There is room for us. There are many rooms. There's places for those that will follow Jesus. If you look at Revelation 21, 4 through 8, I'm going to read just a couple of passages that talk about kind of what it's going to be like there. Revelation 21, 4 through 8. "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.'" The next chapter, Revelation 22, the first five verses, says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever." What a wonderful place to go. At this time, let's sing some songs about heaven. Prayer.
Please turn to number 48. Zion's glorious summit. I sing the first and last verses of this song.
In 48. Let's sing.
On Zion's glorious summit stood a numerous host redeemed by blood. They hymned their King in strains divine. I heard the song and strove to join.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you would take your supplements, turn to number 72. Number 72 in the supplement. Let's sing.
Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way, higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Sleep on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land, footsteps of Jesus before us lead. We tread life's journey, His warning see. Evil allurements cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land.
Our final song, Subject of Heaven, is going to be number 227. Number 227, There is a Habitation. We will sing the first and last verses of this song as well. Let's sing.
There is a habitation built by the living God for all of every nation who seek that grand abode.
Songbook to the 317. We'll sing that in just a moment. Before we do, I'd like to look at one more passage. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Colossians 3, 1 through 17. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly to you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is neither Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to put off the old man with all of its filth, put on the new man, and become godly? If you're not a Christian, I urge you to become one now. If you're a Christian and you've been struggling and you read these things and you say, hey, I'm living the old life and I need to come back, and if we can assist you in any way, we ask that you come forward now as we stand and as we sing.
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come, for the table now is spread. Thank you.
want to thank everyone for coming today. It's certainly been a good service for me since I put it together. It was my thought. No, but thank you very much. For those of you visiting, we hope you come back any chance you get. And if there's nothing further, we'll be dismissed in a closing prayer.